أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما ليدخل المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ويكفر عنهم سيئاتهم وكان ذلك عند الله فوزا عظيما ويعذب المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات الظانين بالله ظن السوء عليهم دائرة السوء وغضب الله عليهم ولعنهم وأعد لهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا لتؤمنوا بالله ورسوله وتعزروه وتوقروه وتسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. It is he who has sent down perseverance and calmness in the hearts of the believers that they may add iman to their iman, and to Allah Ta'ala belongs the forces of the heavens and the earth, and Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing and full of wisdom. Allah Ta'ala allowed this to happen that he may admit the believing men and women into gardens beneath which rivers flow to dwell therein, and that he may blot out their sins. And this in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is the supreme achievement. And that Allah Ta'ala may punish the munafiqeen, men and women, and the polytheists, men and women, mushriks, who think or who have an evil opinion about Allah Ta'ala. Upon them be the round of evil and the curse of Allah Ta'ala and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala upon them. And he has prepared for them Jahannam, and what an evil destination. To Allah Ta'ala belongs the forces of the heavens and the earth, and Allah Ta'ala is exalted in might and full of wisdom. When Nabi Sallam was stationed at Hudaybiyah and negotiation process was already commenced, Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu was sent into Makkah Mukarramah to negotiate with the leaders of the Kuffar at Makkah Mukarramah, and also to give good news to the believing men and women that had been in Makkah Mukarramah. For some reason they couldn't travel to Medina Munawwara. They couldn't migrate. So to reassure them that soon Makkah Mukarramah will be conquered, and you'll be living here in peace and in comfort. So Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu was out, sent to Makkah Mukarramah, and he was delivering this message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the news had broken out that Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu was martyred, so on this occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had pledged allegiance for the Sahaba kiram, approximately 1400 to 1500 of them, that they will remain fighting against the Kuffar until the very last. And all of them had pledged allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this pledge was under the tree which is known as Bayatul Ridwan. So around that time Allah Ta'ala granted the believers that level of forbearance and perseverance that whatever is going to come before them, then they will be able to take it. They will not lose themselves. They will not go out of control. Rather, they will remain calm, cool and composed. Whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to say, they're going to go with that 100%. Similarly, at Hudaybiyah, when it was already agreed that the believers must return, this was a very difficult moment for the believers, but Allah Ta'ala gave them that level of forbearance and tolerance that they could return to Makkah Mukarramah without any resistance. So, Allah Ta'ala allows this, and in the process, through the plan of Allah Ta'ala, the believer's iman also begins to grow and increase. Because iman grows to the extent that you will show allegiance and obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in these very excruciating circumstances, they were listening to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was an opportunity given to them to develop and to allow the iman to progress. And remember, overall, by and large, to Allah Ta'ala belongs all the forces of the heavens and the earth. Everything is in his control. And when He decides, He will make things happen. Because everything belongs to Him. And when He decides, these different forces of the earth, different energies, could be used for His purpose and His cause. It is just left to His decision. So the right thing for the believers is then to try and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every way, so that these forces will be avenued and channeled correctly. They will be channeled in their favor. The decision of Allah Ta'ala is always correct, but it will be used thereafter to their favor when they have got Allah Ta'ala on their side. Similarly, this will show the colors of the munafiqeen, that at crunch time, and they leave out the support of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were really required to go out and join the ranks of the believers, then they would not join. So their true colors become manifest, and they become worthy of punishment. Indeed, we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness. In his lifetime, he was a witness over the Sahaba kiram, and people that existed then. And then after he left the world, then too he is a witness, because the deeds of the Ummah are presented to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every week, twice in every week, Mondays and Thursdays. The deeds are presented before him, so he knows every person on account of his deeds, so he's a witness. Similarly, just as every Nabi will be a witness to his Ummah, so Nabi Sallam also will be a witness to his Ummah, and we have also sent you to give good news and to warn, that you may believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul, support Him and aid Him and honor Him and glorify Him in the mornings and the evenings. Those that had pledged their allegiance with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion of Hudaybiyah under the tree, indeed, they have pledged with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a small thing, it's a very significant thing. Nabi sallam had declared at that time that you today are the best people of the earth. Allah ta'ala's hand is above their hands, and whoever violates their pleasures, then they do it to their own loss. And whoever fulfills the pledge that they are taken with Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will grant them a great reward. Those villages that remain behind, they will put up the excuses saying, شَغَلَتْنَا أَمْوَالُنَا, we were engaged taking care of our animals, our flocks and our household, so pray for our forgiveness. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned to Medina Munawwara, now the whole embarrassment and the disgrace will cover them. So they will put up false excuses, trying to excuse themselves. Really, they say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. Say, who does have the power on your behalf to intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to intervene with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it were His will to cause any harm to you or to cause any good to you? Who can intervene? بَلْكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. The truth is this, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. But really, these munafiqeen, these people that lagged behind, they felt that Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would never return, because such heavy odds, the whole Arabs they're going to be turning against these people here, and they have left to Medina, they have left towards Makkah Mukarramah, left for Makkah Mukarramah, and they are not very well equipped. So they are going to be returning alive. So this was the type of thought that they had about the believers in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they're going to get murdered, they're going to get killed. So these people had that evil thought about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikiram will never return back to their household. And this thought seemed pleasing to you. You are happy with this. They're going to return dead, and this thought that they are not going to be any longer seemed to be pleasing to you. وَظَرَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ, and you had evil thoughts about Islam, about the believers, and you are a people that are about to be destroyed. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and whoever doesn't believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we have prepared for such unbelievers a blazing fire. Remember, to Allah Ta'ala belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whom He pleases and He punishes whom He pleases. And Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Even after all this wrong, these double standards, this conniving approach of yours, even after all this, you are sincere, you are regretful for what you have done in the past. Then do you turn to Allah Ta'ala, then to the gates of forgiveness haven't closed up, for Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. سَيَقُولُ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ, and these people that had remained behind, they will say, when you will proceed towards acquiring the booties and the gains of war, then they will ask you that permit us to follow you. They wish to change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, never will you follow us. This has been already declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they respond saying, no, you people are envious and jealous over us. Really, they don't understand, they don't have the understanding of deen. قُلْ لِلْمُخَلَّفِينَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ, say to these people that have remained, these villages that have remained behind, now that you're showing so much of enthusiasm to join and participate in the next campaign, so after this, you are going to be invited to fight against the people given to mighty warfare. You may fight against them, or they may submit and accept Islam. If you do obey, then Allah Ta'ala will grant you a magnificent reward. But if you turn away like you had already done in the past, Allah Ta'ala will inflict you with a grievous punishment. This was after Hudaybiyah, and the Sahaba Kiram were told to move towards Khaybar. Approximately just 10 days after he had returned to Medina Munawwara, Nabi Sam was instructed to move towards Khaybar. And the Munafiqeen had already seen the help of Allah Ta'ala with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Victory was on with him from all sides, from above and from below, from the sides. All sides had seen victory with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram. Now they became greedy that if they can get, why can't we get? So it's already decreed by Allah Ta'ala that only those people will participate at Khaybar who had joined Nabi Sallam at Khaybar, who had joined Nabi Sallam at Hudaybiyah. Those that had not joined Nabi Sallam at Hudaybiyah, they will not be able to participate at Khaybar. Now this brought a lot of remorse and a lot of grief to them, that they felt this is going to be just a pass over. The Muslims are just going to go over it, and all that land, all that wealth of the booties, all that land, the booty of war, will come on to into the hands of the believers, and we are going to get left out. So this brought a lot of pain to them. So they were told that, well, if you are showing so much of concern and you are so enthusiastic to join the war, then after this, there's going to be an occasion that you're going to be called towards fighting people with mighty, given to mighty warfare. Means the Roman and the Persian Empire, the time of Umar, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and Usman Ghani, the first three Khalifas, and all these great powers that already all collapsed. So you're going to be called towards fighting a mighty nation. Then you will either engage with them in fight, or they will submit to Islam. Then your true colors will be seen. That are you truthful? Are you honest in the claims that you make? of you showing so much of eagerness participating in war, or is it just some type of lip service that you are showing? Laysa al-a'ma haraj. But in any event, blind, there is no sin for the blind, nor for the lame, nor for the one that is ill. There is no sin for such people if they don't join up in war with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But overall, who obeys Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will admit him into gardens beneath which rivers flow. And whoever turns away, then Allah ta'ala will inflict upon him a painful punishment.